Mr. Patsansum, Reel 5. How well did you settle down into civilian life after the war?
Well, it was hard, and I found it pretty hard to settle down to the routine. But the worst thing was I found I couldn't sleep. And I don't know why I couldn't sleep, but I just couldn't sleep. And I went to a doctor in Darlington, and he said to me, "Well, why did you go to a psychiatrist or a psychologist or something?" And I said, "I don't want to do that. I mean, nothing wrong with my mind." He said, "Well, you don't know. There might be something there." And I went to him, and we talked and talked about the war and so on, and something I didn't mention in the thing, but there was one time, one flight we did, we were hit by an anti-aircraft shell, I think, and it went into the nose of the aircraft, and the navigator was badly wounded, and in fact his leg was shot off, and I remember him screaming and screaming, and we gave him morphine, as much morphine as we had in the plane, didn't matter whether it was going to kill him or not, and that was what was keeping me awake, he said. We talked about it, and he said, "Well, maybe that's it." And I never went to the psychologist again.
Would that have been over a number of sessions, or just did you just have the one session?
A couple of sessions, I think, yeah. They were very, very, very ordinary, a very plebeian effort. It was nothing very traumatic about it. It just came out, and he said, "Well, I think that might be it, and, you know, if you can... Now you've told me about it, maybe it's funny. I didn't talk about it today either, did I?"
Have you kept in contact with any friends from that period?
No, none at all. I think yes, I left the Air Force fairly suddenly. I think a lot of my friends stayed on a bit longer. I got out, you know, because my wife was so worried about my flying, but I got out as soon as I could, and I lost touch with them, and I moved around the country a lot, so I've never really kept up with anybody.
I know you would have been blissfully happy, you know, being married, but what about the camaraderie of it all? I mean, some miss that, don't they?
Oh, yeah, yes, I did miss that a bit, I must admit, but it was just something that you had to get over. You'd lost it and you couldn't get it back. And I was happy with my marriage, and I didn't miss the company at all, really. But I remember sometimes thinking, "I wonder what the boys are doing now." And no.
Would you have found work pretty quickly?
Would I have
found work pretty quickly?
No, well, not the work I wanted. I didn't mention it because it was so short, but I thought I might be an accountant because I was good at maths at school. So I joined the Southampton Borough Council as an accountancy assistant. And after a year of that, I was almost bored out of my mind. So I packed it up and became a salesman. And that was quite easy.
That worked well for you.
Worked well for me. Oh, I was, you know, I suppose I was a salesman born, really. I think I just did quite well and thoroughly enjoyed it. So, and I think if I hadn't made that move, I think I wouldn't have achieved whatever I've achieved in my business career either.